Another part of the daily routine of Logo inhabitants is breathing exercises, whose makeup distributes energies to the body, which are used for intellectual as well as physical labor. These exercises are done first thing in the morning, and any time one feels tired or needs a rest. Have you added that the natural surroundings of the center of energy, as sanitariums or hospitals are called on Logo, are the basis for the healing component of these centers? They were standing now before a large oblong white building, around which were other smaller buildings. It was interesting for John that these buildings had no edges. Their walls were joined together with semicircles, and the roofs had cupola shapes. Just a few separated buildings were built in the shape of a pyramid. Other buildings were completely round, one part of the roof being semicircular and the other part built in a pyramid shape. There were paths running between the buildings, lined with shrubs, with beautifully colored flowers giving off an intoxicating fragrance. Havu remarked that the fragrance also played its role in the acquiring of energy, and so these shrubs are an integral part of this center of energy. When they came in front of the large white building, there were two people already waiting there, a man and a woman dressed in yellow garb. It was clear from their conduct that both were good friends of Havu, whom they welcomed joyfully and who obviously returned their joy. The figures of both were again tall and slender, the man had light hair, however, and the woman dark. John bowed before them, and Havu introduced the healers as Limu and Moti, whom he had known for a long time and who would be his guides to the center of energy. As they entered the building, John noticed that the entrance lacked the traditional round columns he had seen everywhere else. The interior of the building was quite distinct from those he had become used to on his visits. The hall into which they had entered was vibrating with energy that was very pleasant, and John felt suddenly very fortified and invigorated. Mute motioned for Evelyn and John to follow him, and in a short time, they entered the round light room, where there were large armchairs and once again a large oblong screen placed on the wall. Mute invited them all to sit down. "I would like to greet the representative from another planet," Mute began almost ceremoniously and continued. "Healing is a great science following certain laws, because it is a question of bringing one who is ill back in tune with the harmony of nature and the universal laws. I believe that on the planet Earth you also have healing experiences, which correspond to your understanding of harmony and oneness. However, I would now like to ask Limu to say something about the fundamentals of the healing process on Logo." Limu, who was sitting in the armchair opposite John, began to speak. "The healing profession on Logo is rather like a calling, in that someone who has the knowledge of healing needs to have, above all, the gift of healing. The most important prerequisite needed to become a healer is the innate gifts of intuition, diagnosis, compassion, and the gift of seeing the astral body or energy body in each person in which the primary process of changing energy first occurs. In this way, the healers intuitively see the stream of energies in the patient's body and attempt, in times of illness, to eliminate any obstructions to a smooth course of treatment. The main cause of sickness in the inhabitants of the planet Logo is the cessation or reduction in the astral energy wrapping, which is afterward transmitted to the physical body." John was reminded of Chinese healing techniques, such as acupuncture, exercise, and the proper dryad, which harmonize the flow of the energy of the Qi, as the Chinese call it, into the body. "The diseases of the inhabitants of Logo," Limu continued, "are of mental rather than physical makeup. The fundamental endeavor is not only to treat the disease, but to convey even more energy to the area surrounding the place where the physical illness originates. This prevents the spread of disease. This also applies to diseases, which have a tendency to spread further throughout the body. So, the intensification in the energy of the whole body encourages the healing process more rapidly. The source of this energy is a good diet containing the most energy, breathing energized air, and then spending time in an environment which emits energy to the material body. So, you can see that our center of energy, along with others like it, is surrounded by the fragrance of flowers or shrubs because the fragrance helps one to receive energies. Furthermore, as you have certainly noticed, the walls of our center are covered with minerals, which emit positive vibrations. Some rooms have only a certain type of mineral whose vibrations treat related illnesses and so send a stream of energy throughout the astral body. Harmonic physical movement is also important for the sick, whereby certain physical exercises take energy from the air, and if one exercises out in the open, from the atmosphere of the whole planet. It will be helpful if we go see how the healers in the center of energy work, and also become acquainted with the healing methods on Logo. Lemu rose and led the whole group out of the buildings. After a bit, they came to a small place surrounded by shrubs, flowers, and also large mineral stones. There were people moving about in this place, doing slow harmonic exercises. Mewtwo explained that during the smooth movements, the body takes energy from the air and from the environment. The body learns not only this form of exercise, but also allows the opening of the astral energy centers in a person's body so the astral energy can fully flow into these centers. This exercise is a component of the healing process of all physical disease, Muti finished her account. John observed the harmonic waving bodies of the patients with interest, and once again the Chinese Tai Chi exercises came to mind, which he knew and which were very similar to the exercises the patients here were doing. Havu caught these thoughts and requested that he show the others the exercises. John was glad to be able to contribute to the exchange of knowledge and information, and performed of the Tai Chi form, which was quite appreciatively received. Muti noted that the same laws of energy, which exist all over the universe, are necessary to partake of, and that those who call them Tai Chi know the laws of nature very well. They strolled about the park, whose natural beauty and energy, John clearly recognized. During the walk, the Mu talked again, explaining the healing knowledge on Logo. All illnesses on Logo have a bait flow of energy as their basis and move away from the right harmonic direction. If the energy begins to be absent in some places, then people start to exercise more, change their diet to facilitate change, and renew the period of quiet and sleep. If we are not able to break the barrier, then it might spread, and then people have to go for a cure at the center of energy. The healers here use their personal methods to send energies into the body of the sick so that their gift emits the healing vibrations, breaking their way into the astral form of the patient, removing in the astral region that which has an impact on the physical body, which is also healed. And what happens, John asked, if no healer can relieve the blocked energy? On the planet Earth, difficult cases are sometimes solved by an operation, which tampers with the physical body. It is somehow repaired and then works normally once again. Muti joined the conversation and explained. On the planet Logo, tampering with, or operating upon the physical body is done only very rarely. Sometimes it is not possible to operate and the person dies. Death here is rather seen as transformation to a new life, with greater possibilities for spiritual growth. In general, we talk about removing obstacles which bar the harmonic flow of energy. Operating is mostly done by the beam of light, with the instrument directing its attention on the obstacle within an organism. Sometimes, we use the vibrations of sound, when the obstacle is slowly dissolved and released. After repeated light or sound vibration treatments, the obstacle usually does dissolve. It is necessary to realize here that the bodies of the inhabitants of the planet Logo are likely more delicate on the physical side than the bodies of inhabitants of the planet Earth. I've entered the conversation saying, the existence of physical illness here is relatively rare. Mostly illnesses on Logo originate from excessive thinking, or exclusive use of the intellect, without combining it with intuition. The decisions of the patient are based utterly on intellectual thought, without intuitive perspectives, thereby losing more energy than normal. After they enter the peace of the healing process, they concentrate on the silence, switch off thoughts, and meditate on the spiritual center of the universe. For John, this kind of approach was quite new and slightly shocking. He imagined that the basis of civilization and progress on the planet Earth was founded on thinking and the greatest intellectual knowledge. Other illness, Lemu added to the discussion, consists of the inability to concentrate because concentration is an important prerequisite to meditation, which leads us to unity with the divine center of the universe. Such patients go for some time to a sanitarium of quiet, where they are totally silent, listening to music and positive calming vibrations, which help them to calm their mind and to reacquire the ability to concentrate. Part of the healing is also singing syllables and words, which has a quieting vibrating influence. Patients also recite texts that help them to become part of what they recite, and so begin to reconcentrate only on one thing. If I understand well, John said, your medicine or cures are based on methods of the complex healing of all the functions of a person, so that the physical, mental, astral, and spiritual all work together. We can talk here about the complex treatment of the person. The most important ability of the healer is to distinguish the flow of energy in a person's astral energy body. You are quite right, Moody said, healing is sometimes very individual, according to how the healer arranges medicine, together with the help of intuition. It is important to say that medicine on Logo is manufactured only from that which nature has to offer. Consequently, this means flowers, plants, and certain bushes. In addition, prepared medications are administered in rooms in which many minerals have been placed, whose vibrations became part of the medicine as well. In this way, the medicine intensifies its healing powers. There are also medications that help to intensify the level of energy in the body. The preparation of such medicine, however, follows a longer process. To it are added the energy vibrations of minerals, air, and water. During their administration, the energy is increased in the body and can cure the place obstructing its harmonic stream. During the walk through the beautiful natural park, they met patients of various ages, and suddenly before them appeared a large white building, whose roof was of an elongated pointed form, which ended in the shape of a pyramid. On either side of the entrance, there were two columns and around the whole building stood large myrtle green trees. The building had a number of large windows on each of its sides. Lemu pointed to the building and communicated to John that this was the temple of spiritual energy or soul energy. Soul energy is sometimes also called the cosmic energy of the divine center of the universe. As you certainly know, spiritual life supports the flow of spiritual energy between the soul and the divine center. This spiritual energy is much gentler, but also stronger, than the energy received from medications or from physical exercise. Therefore, a visit to the temple, many times, results in complete recovery or a big improvement in health, especially if people are open to these energies. In a place where there is a truly great flood of spiritual energy to a person's soul, a sudden repeated flow of life energy attends to all parts of the physical body. There are miraculous recoveries, which may be permanent, but which are also sometimes only passing. John slipped into the conversation, calling for an explanation as to why some recoveries were temporary. Lemu answered him with these words. Following a recovery effected in the manner of the individual's state, spiritual openness recedes, and the spiritual energy stops being knowingly received as a result of the individually being filled with worldly concerns and neglect of the spiritual life. In order to receive the universal spiritual energy, it is necessary that the soul, thoughts, and body be concentrated in the same direction. This is easily facilitated in the temple, but is more difficult in daily life. For that reason, people on Logo begin their day with a visit to the temple, or they go to their own chapel at home, known as the room of spiritual energy, where for a certain time, they open their souls to the spiritual energies of the divine center of the universe and are united with it. If this relation is interrupted for too long, one might have to go to the hospital because a person begins to lose his spiritual flood of energy. After an illness, people spend extended lengths of time in the temple, in order to be able to be in silence and in union with the spiritual energies. Here you can see how important the spiritual life of the individual is, have entered the conversation. Spiritual exercises and meditation on the absolute eternal light are the principles given to us from childhood. The spirituality of the individual maintains the entirety of the planet Logo on a high level of consciousness. But let us now go to look at the inside of the temple and allow its vibrations to do their work on us. After these words, they all entered the temple's nave. Immediately upon entering, John felt the quite peculiar atmosphere of gentle vibrations, which worked very pleasantly on his astral body. People sat in total silence in pale blue, straight-backed chairs. Very soft tones of spherical music sounded in the temple. There was neither painting nor statue here. At the far end of the temple's nave with its pyramidal-shaped ceiling, a gentle light shone, somehow spreading its rays throughout the temple. In the vaults minerals were embedded, emitting their vibrations throughout the space. The spherical music filled the place with its universal vibrations and a feeling of magnificent quiet and expanse, so that John felt as though he were in the middle of space and had become part of its silent stateliness. When they sat down, John slowly realized the quiet and peace. He felt that the minds of those present, and that of the whole temple, were immersed in the vibrations of the joyful silence. The natural world surrounding the place could be seen through the large windows. Slowly, John began to concentrate on the flood of light from a single ray coming from the points of the pyramidal ceiling and spreading conically over the whole temple. It appeared that this light bathed everyone present in its softness. It was an incredible feeling of universal unity with the whole of the planet and the universe. The longer John sat quietly, the more he realized how the light, which was quite without any attributes, was universal, and it helped him to open his soul from inside to the whole of the universe. It was a joyful opening, quite free from any theories, doctrines, or words. It occurred to John how full his soul was, and he slowly began to spread himself out to the unbelievable expanse whose light became at one with the light of the divine center, becoming part of it. John experienced an incredible feeling of universal unity with all of the planet, with all of its beings, with all of creation. There was nothing that was not a part of this universal light. There was not a point in space which was not occupied with at least a spark of the light of the divine center. During the union with the universal point of this light, John's soul, in his spiritual consciousness, also became a part of all these sparks, part of the whole light. His consciousness expanded into eternity and was a part of everything. However, after some time this consciousness became part of the center of light, and rested in total silence, filled with a cosmic consciousness. When John returned to the perception of the realm of consciousness around him, he still felt the pleasant vibrations of the light rays and the whole temple. Next to him sat only Av, who slowly rose and left the temple. After a moment, John followed him. In order to keep the pure atmosphere in the temple, Avu communicated with him outside. People don't use telepathic communication in the temple, so that no vibration of thought will infringe on the spiritual atmosphere of the temple. Avu let John know that Murti and Limu were waiting for them in the large building because they had to go and arrange something. "I know what you have experienced," Avu said, before John had spoken a single word, "and so you understand. At least, why in Logo such emphasis is put on spiritual concentration. The vibrations of the divine center of the universe are the foundation for all of creation, and for that reason, it is necessary to try to make contact with it spiritually. There is no other way to understand the course of the universe and the laws driving it." Avu communicated to John that he wanted to show him the natural temple situated on the grounds of the center of energy. They turned off onto a narrow path again lined with beautiful flowers and shrubs. After a while, they came to a large area, which really resembled a temple, created in nature. Trees formed a kind of semicircular alley, at the end of which was a white cliff over which a waterfall of shining blue water flowed into a small lake. On the path grew a sort of white moss, contrasting with the variously colored flowers, which grew in great numbers here. An incredible scent permeated the entire area, in itself lifting the mind and soul. Around the lake grew plants whose blooms were especially large and shone in a rainbow of colors. Throughout the whole area there were natural seats with straight backs, in which people were sitting. Exotic birds of all colors were singing in the trees. John noticed that some people were sitting with their eyes closed, others were concentrating on the beauty of the lake and its flowers. Others were listening to the gentle noise of the waterfall. The atmosphere of this natural temple was due to their calmness, concentration and, most importantly, to deep meditation. A sort of unity between the spirit of nature and the souls of people was present here. Avu and John stayed standing a while in the complete calm in order to experience the feeling of natural piety, and afterwards slowly turned back towards the large building, where Mutu and Limu awaited them. This time, Avu led John to the second floor of the building where there was a large windowed room with a view of the whole park. Mutu and Limu were already sitting here. When everyone had been seated, John spoke with acknowledgement about the center of energy, as well as about the natural temple, which he liked very much. John, however, wanted to get more information regarding the experience of healers and, moreover, of illnesses that existed on the planet Earth. And so he asked if the others would explain the source of some diseases, which people on the planet Earth had to withstand. Although he knew that healers from Logo would not be able to offer exact information, still he wanted to be familiar with at least their universal opinions. In order to better explain the conditions of life on the planet Earth, said a few words in introduction. Then, Morty added to the explanation. It seems to me that the source of most disease in the human body on planet Earth is the obstruction of the flow of life energy, which is also connected to not receiving enough spiritual energy. Further, there are also illnesses of your technical civilization, whereby the individual is removed from the spiritual, and so openness to spiritual energies is lost. An excessive interest in matter and things material brings disease to a civilization. It is also worth mentioning that the patient should have an active cooperation in his healing. There are certain natural and harmonic principles, which are necessary for healing to occur. What I would really like, John interrupted Morty's speech with enthusiastic interest, is for you to tell me about these principles. Some might be already in practice. Morty thought for a moment and said, the first principle would be that, during the whole period of healing, the patient should have a peaceful mind without any fear or nervousness. The second principle would be regular prayer and effort towards utterly thought-free meditation, in which a person's soul opens to the flood of the divine spiritual flow. The third principle is that the sick person should try himself to affect the conscious flow of life energy in the body and through it help the consciousness towards recovery. The fourth is easy and unhurried movement of the body to help the energies under the body and the harmonics to flow through it. The fifth and very important principle is the positive attitude to healing, maintaining a joyful mind, as well as belief in recovery. This is the reason healing need not be painful. Negative, pessimistic and depressed thoughts, you see, obstruct the flow of energy in a person's body. The sixth principle is that a person has mineral stones around him, which in case of illness, help harmonize and amplify a flood of energy into the body. These, I think, are the six basic principles necessary for long-lasting healing. Morty finished her illuminating account. John, however, wanted to know even more, and so turned to Limu with a request for further explanation in his own opinion. I think, Limu began speaking, that maintaining the six principles, which Morty just spoke about, is very important. Because people on Logo follow these principles, they recover rapidly and their illnesses are very short-lived. It is also true that disease on Logo is received positively, because we know it is a lesson testing us, and during illness we are, for the most part, helped to advance further in our personal development. Another important part of the healing process is, however, deep sleep, during which people living in physical bodies, such as on the planet Earth or also on Logo, are relaxed and open to the receiving of universal energy. That is why rest and relaxation are important parts of the healing of the physical form. Yes, John entered the conversation, rest is also an important part of healing on the planet Earth. A second kind of treatment, Limu continued, is healing with music, sound, and singing. Harmonic music, in which harmonic tones blend in with the very simplest and most natural harmonies, create vibrations, which facilitate the inception and harmonizing of energy in the body and mind. Music, however, may give energies not only to the body, but also to the soul because harmony is a universal law of the universe. We are talking about beautiful natural singing or sounds. singing or beautiful sound has healing properties and substantial reverberations of the rays of the divine light in all of us. Sound is naturally projected in forms of nature, which contain natural beauty. So, music and singing are important medications for the treating of disease. Because the harmony of music and sound carries harmonies, and come to the mind, and transmit their optimism and joy to the progress of the physical body. John now wanted to penetrate even further into healing on Logo and asked quite directly, would healers on Logo be able to cure diseases on planet Earth, such as heart disease or cancer? Woody explained that it would be necessary for him to intuitively state which diseases John had on his mind and which were unknown to him. After a short while, he answered, our ancient ancestors had similar illnesses, where their bodies were more materially substantial, and where their vibrations were more connected with the material side than the spiritual. Heart disease is a disease of civilization. Peace and quiet meditation, which calm physical progress, are missing here. The same can be said about cancer, which is mostly a malady of civilization. Similar illnesses are caused by too little harmony and spirituality in life. In the case of cancer and other sicknesses, it is necessary to heal the whole body and to strengthen it from all sides. It does not work to concentrate only on the affected area. It is necessary, as we have already said, to reinforce energies throughout the whole body. If there were more direct connection with the spiritual energies of the divine center, then there would be fewer illnesses in your civilization. Too great a dependence on the connection to matter brings about some diseases, which last so long that the consciousness of the individual is unable to advance any higher. John listened quietly and slowly realized that, next to medications, it also would help to have an open mind and heart during any healing process. He also understood how important it is that spiritual development always be a step ahead of material development, so that the spiritual and ethical laws can guide individuals as well as all of humankind. Avu thanked Limu and Muti for showing them the center of energy and allowing them to spend some time in the local healing temple. After a short while, John and Avu were outside, where the pink atmosphere of the planet was awash in the noonday rays of the sun. Avu proposed a short rest before the next trip, which would take them to a place John already knew very well. Avu wanted John to get to know the Temple of Wisdom, where there would be a spiritual gathering. Such gatherings took place all over the planet, with nearly everybody taking part in these regular services. And so their journey now led them once again across the continent to the Temple of Wisdom. Chapter 10. A visit to the Temple of Spiritual Wisdom and the Park of Spiritual Teachings. John and Avu walked down a tree-lined lane, at the end of which stood a white and pale blue building. From far away it was possible to see the wide steps with their stately columns. The entire building was placed on a raised area and surrounded by a park of trees, shrubs and flowers. As they drew nearer, John noticed the shape of the temple building. On the side there were two cupolas and in the center a long roof in the shape of a pyramid. It was placed at the end of the temple and shaped into a higher separate pyramid, its points lengthening the roof of the temple's nave. Avu noted that the pyramid-shaped roof had its own purpose because it allowed for a better concentration of spiritual energy, which helped those who came and concentrate to open themselves spiritually. The place where the temple roof goes to the higher pyramid shape with the sharp spires, noted Avu, is an especially focused place under which a spiritual master stands, allowing easier connection with the cosmic spiritual vibrations. Avu pointed to a small arbor, standing alongside the path, which afforded a good view of the temple building. When both had sat down, Avu introduced his interplanetary friend to some principles related to religion on the planet Logo. On Logo, we instruct the inner spiritual experience of the spiritual laws of the universe and, consequently, the divine center. It is necessary to comprehend that these spiritual laws are universal and that included in that knowledge is enlightenment, or an openness of the higher spiritual lotus and leads to the uniting of the soul with the wisdom of the universe, also known as the divine center. Avu finished his explanation. John interrupted Avu with a question. Do the people on Logo follow any particular teachings or commentaries to reach this high spiritual universal step towards understanding? Avu thought for a little while and then answered. There are no dogmas or teachings in the religious approach on Logo.